This is WHCL FM, 88.7 on your dial in Clinton, New York, the secret cultural epicenter of the universe. Stream us at whcl.org. Now, after Florence Foster Jenkins, the only logical follow-up to Cleanse the Palate is this song.
Brown one Sunday morn was given good advice. He warned his congregation to refrain from sin and vice. He drew a fiery picture about the devil down below and said, folks, quit your sinning, or to him you're bound to go. Why, hell is full of vampire women. Well, whiskey, gin, and dice. Satan, tell him to get behind thee and prepare thou for paradise. Mose Jackson jumped up from his chair and said, Parson, is that true? That hell is full of what you said? Well, then just let me say to you, if what you say is positive truth, oh, death, where is thy sting? I don't care now about no pearly gates or to hear the angels sing. With booze and women down below, Mr. Devil and I will just put on a show. Because if what you say is the positive truth, oh, death, where is thy sting? If what you say is the positive truth, oh, death, where is thy sting? I don't care about the pearly gates or to hear the angels sing. With booze and women down below, Mr. Devil and I just gonna put on some show. If what you say is the positive truth, oh, death, where is thy sting?
Palate's cleansed. Very nice. Bert Williams, Oh Death, Where Is Thy Sting? And before that, we had Florence Foster Jenkins with the Queen of the Night aria from the Magic Flute, Dies Overfloat. And I think that was from sometime in our price range. I forget exactly. There's no notes with this album. I think they just released it. They let it go. They opened the... It was like releasing a squirrel from a trap. But however they released this CD, I got one. And I find it's useful for, you know, chasing away neighborhood cats. Before that, John J. Kimmel on the button accordion, I think. Probably the button accordion. Could play anything this guy could, but that was what he played profusely. I should say... Maybe profoundly. Cakewalk, 1907. Now, to lighten up the mood considerably, Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, Jersey Joe, from 1929. Johnny Dodds and his Black Bottom Stompers, 1927. Good band in there. I think Louie's in there. You can tell he's in there. Before that, the New Orleans Bootblacks, also with Johnny Dodds, Flatfoot. And I'm not referring to the police force. I'm referring to a medical condition from 1926. Starting with Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, Jersey Joe, 1929, which I believe referred to a pugilist of note. And of course it did. And now we take a turn of mood. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians in their dance band mode from 1928. I'm More Than Satisfied. Thank you.
step by step, each cobble brings me thrills. I know I'm on the run, and I'm not. Now I can see each one of them is a gem shining for me. Please get me there. Hear my prayer. Oh, cobblestones, walk my bones, lead me to my home in the
tune, unfortunately without a vocal chorus, with all those lovely lyrics by Larry Hart, but what can you do? Nice record by the Knickerbockers, Ben Selvin Group, of course, for 1925. Before that, the New York Syncopators which was in fact an Ed Kirkaby group. Cobblestones. Most of you who know vintage music are familiar with the Ted Weems version, and I think that's an interesting contrast. I'll have to play the Ted Weems in the near future. I'll have to figure out a theme for that one. I'm going to go back to real themes rather than just picnic themes. And this is a nice picnic. Have to admit, just sitting there on the porch and the memory of Florence Foster Jenkins fading in the sunset as you drift lazily along your own thoughts. Perhaps a mosquito drowses near you to feed itself and its progeny. Well, don't worry. That slap is at the ready. Well, it's a nice night, and I trust you're enjoying it with me on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola. Another hour and a half of Radiola, at least. And, we started with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. I'm more than satisfied. Fats Waller tune, 1928. Now, I've always loved the following tune for a lot of reasons. It's one of the first 78s I ever heard was this tune. The Jack Chapman 1925 recording of it. This was a lucky find in the Jazz Oracle Redheads box set. Cliff Edwards sang it. And the lyrics are even better than you'd expect. Lovely tune, lovely lyrics. Dreaming of a castle in the air, and believe me, that would about be my biography.
Never knew till I met you that dreams could ever come true. But now I find you're just the kind, and since I first met you, you're on my mind. Dreaming of a castle in the air, roses blooming there, full of love and laughter everywhere, neath the moon above, where the hours among the flowers pass away while moonbeams gaily play around you, and the whole world seems to be in love, watching all the silvery stars aglow. Songbirds seem to know it's the proper thing to do, to sing melodies so rare. So let me stay and while away the golden hours of every day with only you within my castle in the air. Dreaming of a castle in the air, roses blooming there, full of love and laughter everywhere, beneath the moon above, where the hours among the flowers pass away while moonbeams gaily play around you, and the whole world seems to be in love, watching all the silver stars aglow. Songbirds seem to know it's the proper thing to do, to sing melodies so rare. So let me stay and while away the golden hours of every day with only you within my castle in the air.
Anything you like, sir, from a soup down to a sweet.
Well, bring me everything you've got. I'm hungry as a bear.
Am I to bring you everything upon the bill of fare?
Absolutely everything, except the printer's name.
You certainly are a hungry man.
I am, and it's a shame.
You know, I thought that there was something troubling you.
Honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Perhaps, sir, I could help you if you care to explain.
If this keeps up, there's one thing sure, I'm going to go insane.
Now that's too bad, I'm sorry as can be.
Well, here's the cause of all my misery. My wife is on a diet.
Yes, and mine is on a diet. My home isn't home anymore.
She won't feed me potatoes. She stuffs me with tomatoes. Oh, for the pies I adore.
This diet thing is an awful disgrace. Why, I'm ashamed to look a grapefruit straight in the face.
Since my wife's on a diet,
and since mine's on a diet,
I'm losing a pound every day.
Monday,
grapefruit, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And at night, some orange juice.
Well, Tuesday,
grapefruit, I keep growing thinner. All my clothes are getting loose.
How about Wednesday and Thursday? Are you satisfied?
Sure, then I get coffee with grapefruit on the side.
Friday till Sunday,
it's more than I can stand.
Before the 18th day, I'll have a lily in my hand. My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, I'm just a bundle of nerves.
When mine was big and stronger, I used to linger longer. I miss the detours and curves.
when my arms I'd put round her hips. What a lot of fun I had in making two trips.
My wife is on a diet, and since she's on a diet, she's gaining a pound every day.
Our wives are on a diet, we mustn't mention fry it, for they will only get mad. Could even be a blessing to eat delicatessen. Tell us who started this fad. Crabs and shrimps we must leave alone. We're the only lobsters they'll allow in the home. If they stay on a diet, we're going to start a riot and go back to the army, where we'll get a plate of beans.
That was a special dedication. Oh, Sue, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's for my wife listening at home. Yeah, she's on a diet. And the difference is she's on one of those diets where you can't get any starch, so I get all the overflow of starch. So it's not doing me much good, except that it's rather strange at mealtime. But trying to a bit, just a touch. But I don't mind. What the heck? I should go on a diet, too. I should go on two diets. But I haven't, and I'm not... I'm probably not going to. That was Billy Murray and Walter Scanlon from 1929. Before that, Annette Hanshaw, reprise of Annette. Big City Blues from 1929. Before that, Cliff Edwards singing that lovely, lovely song. And it's strange that there aren't more records of it, because it is such a lovely song. If any of you... You musicians out there want to take a whack at it, I think it's due for a revival. Dreaming of a Castle in the Air, 1925. I'm overcome listening to that thing. Just what a song. Keep thinking of those days, about 6, 7, 8 years old up there at camp, and the Victrola's up there, listening to that tune on the Victrola, and all those people either they've departed this veil of tears, or I'm not speaking to them, which is equally sad. Now, Bud Freeman and his Windy City Five. What is there to say? 1935. Thank you.
snap in my fingers, got rhythm in my walk. As the elephant said, I'm living in a great big way. Oh, got a handful of nothing, and I watch it like a hawk. Well, I'm doing okay, I'm living in a great big way. Oh, I'm the salt in the ocean, I'm the sun in the sky. I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt, I'm $1 million long as I got a snap in my finger, got a rhythm in my walk, got the devil today, I'm living in a great big way. Oh. Thank you.
That was after the period of jazz, just starting, just the hint of the revival of the earlier music from 1939. At the Jazz Band Ball, Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band, Georg Brunes, or George Brunes, whatever, depending on which numerological tack you want to take, on the trombone in there. For that Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang, I'm living in a great big way. That's why I have to go on a diet. 1935. Starting with Bud Freeman and his Windy City Five. What is there to say? Also from 35. Now, another Mildred Bailey tune. This one from 1935 as well. Mildred Bailey and her Alley Cats. Willow Tree.
Beans and bacon, no more fretting, I'm getting lots of bread and gravy all the time. Peace and quiet, lots of peace and quiet. Friends and money, lots of friends and money. No more rambling through with scrambling. Keep up with the Joneses all the time. Got no reason to be swell, and my clothes all fit me well, and I wear a nice ring. I'm as free as I can be, and my honey's loving me, so I just can't keep from singing. Bread and gravy, lots of bread and gravy. Good night kisses, and my man never misses. No bad news now, no more blues now. Lots of bread and gravy all the time. I'm as free as I can be, and my honey's loving me, so I just can't keep from singing. Bread and gravy, lots of bread and gravy. Good night kisses, my man never misses. No bad news now, no more blues now. Lots of bread and gravy all the time.
It's Radiola. What else would it be? Yes, Ivy Anderson with All God's Children Got Rhythm. I think that was from, I know it was from, can't fool me, Day at the Races. Lovely, I think the song was better than the movie, although still a pretty good movie. Got to say that. And before that, we had Ethel Waters with a beautiful song I'd never heard before until I decided to put the show together. Bread and Gravy. Sorry, Sue. I know, it's bread and gravy. No wonder I'm living in a great big way. 1939, starting with Mildred Bailey and her Alley Cats, and they were definitely caterwauling in the background. Willow Tree from 1935. Now, well, let's bounce into the future. Bounce ahead several decades to 05, last year. Barbara Rosine and her New Yorkers here on Radiola with Andy Sr. on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Barbara Rosine and her New Yorkers, Get Out and Get Under the Moon.
Close up your flat.